Have you ever been curious about using AI to do your note-taking after your therapy sessions? The admin juggle is real. Using AI to transcribe my notes has quite literally changed my practice forever.
I'm going to be running a 70-minute webinar that you can join live and you can have access to after and watch as many times as you would like. I'm running this on Friday, the 25th of April, 2025. So put the date in your diary.
This is a step-by-step guide on how to use Heidi Health, the note-taking AI software for therapists. If you're curious about how it works, including concerns around consent and GDPR, or if you're already using it and want to ensure that you're maximising the features, then this webinar is for you. Join me and sign up at masteringtherapy.com or click the link in the show notes.
Welcome to the Mastering Therapy podcast with me, Dr. Natalie Stock, clinical psychologist. This is a show for psychologists, psychotherapists, and counsellors who are looking to build on their therapy skills, increase confidence in working with clients, and be inspired by alternative models, tools, and ways of working. Join my guests and me as we learn from one another and aim to take insights and put them into action. Welcome to the final episode of Mastering Therapy Season 1. It has been an amazing few weeks. Thank you so much for joining me. This episode is going to be slightly different. It's a shorter episode and hopefully it's going to be something that you can see out the year with. Each year, I set aside an evening to reflect on the year that has just passed. I think about the things that I want to leave behind and the things that I want to take into the coming year. And so what I thought I would do is adapt my usual set of questions to reflect my work as a psychologist and the practice that I'm building. And I'd love to share it with you because I'd love for you to take part also. I call them the 20 big questions, and you can go through all of them in one sitting, or you can take a couple, you can work through it yourself, or you can work through it with friends or colleagues. And really, they're designed to help you reflect and learn from the last 12 months and then to set some intention and inspiration for the 12 months ahead. When you think about it, we get to about October and people often use the phrase, I can't believe we're October already. Well, we're about to enter 2025. 12 months goes by so quickly and yet so much happens. Ideas are birthed, jobs changed, changes made. You formed relationships, you met clients came to a close. You might have expanded your business. You might have pivoted your business. You might have made some really bold decisions. You might have had to stop work because of illness or loss. It's really important that we take a second in our busy, busy lives to stop, to pause, and to reflect.
I'm really aware that I don't need to convince you that reflection is important. We know that when we step out of the busyness of life, we can think about what truly matters. I do just want to say that reflection is about us gathering our insights, celebrating those wins, but also learning from those challenges. An exercise like this does offer us the opportunity to be honest with ourselves and to think about those things that we might need to let go of. I guarantee that there will be things that you've implemented or that you've tried this year that haven't quite worked or didn't work as you expected. Or maybe they haven't served you and they've taken a lot of your time and a lot of your energy and you don't want to continue in that lane. Reflection offers us an opportunity to look at patterns, to recognise our growth as individuals, but also to create some space for gratitude. Equally as important as all of those amazing things that we've achieved and the things that we've learnt are those things that we need to leave behind as we go into the new year.
If you head over to the masteringtherapy.com website, I'll put a link in the show notes, you'll be able to get it in a nice jazzed up format. But if you're listening to this whilst you're driving or you're walking, I'm going to go through the questions now and invite you to think not just about the answers to the questions, but what questions stood out, what feels interesting for you. There are five questions under each heading, and those headings are a general overview, questions that are client focused, questions about self-development, and then finally questions about forward thinking and planning. Question number one. Complete the sentence. This year I'm ending feeling blank about my work. Looking back on your practice in the last year, what professional advice would you have given to yourself at the start of 2024? Pick three words that sum up your professional journey this year. What unexpected challenge did you face in your work and how did you overcome it? How aligned would you say that your values are and where you've put your energy this year? If there's a gap, what steps can you take to align them better for next year? Moving on to thinking about clients. What was the most rewarding experience you had with a client this year?
Describe a moment that you had with a client this year that if you could redo that, you would do it differently.
What surprising insight have you gained from your clients and how has it affected you or your practice? Which professional relationship or mentorship has had the most positive impact on you this year and how can you expand on this relationship moving forwards? What skill or technique did you refine or acquire that has enhanced your practice? Moving on to thinking about self-development, what was your biggest professional change from January to December? What were your, what I like to call, aha moments from this year, where you discovered something about yourself? Reflect on a professional conversation from this year that felt significant. What insights did you gain?
And I think this is my favourite question of all of them. What have you changed your mind about in the past 12 months?
What's a significant risk you took that had a positive outcome? And what did it teach you? And then finally, moving on to forward thinking. Complete the sentence. By June 2025, I want to have achieved in my career or practice. What task or responsibility consumed my time this year without adding value? And how can you address that for next year? Of all the people that you met this year, who was most significant and why? What's one change you can make for 2025 to ensure you have a better balance between work and your personal life? What is one thing that you will leave behind from 2024? And one thing that you will take into 2025. I really encourage you to take a bit of time to complete these. Get the download, set aside an evening and treat yourself. See it as a form of self-care. What are you going to be about? What is your practice going to be about? I'm an acceptance and commitment therapy practitioner, so I'm a great believer in clarifying your values, thinking about how you can make those small values-based actions to take into your future. And we can do that with our practice, however small, whether it's streamlining, whether it's asking for help, whether it's developing and growing your knowledge on a training course. There's loads that we can be thinking about. If you're interested in doing this from more of a personal standpoint, you can head over to the masteringtherapy.com website and you can also download a personal reflection. The questions are similar, but it doesn't have the work focus. And just want to also take this final opportunity to say thank you for joining me on the Mastering Therapy journey. I wish you a very happy new year and I will see you for season two in January 2025. Thank you for listening to this episode of Mastering Therapy. All of the resources mentioned are available in the show notes. If you're interested in getting more information on what's been covered this season, you can sign up to our mailing list or visit the website masteringtherapy.com. If you've listened to this and you've thought of someone you think would be great to interview on the podcast, submit a recommendation on the website. I'd love to hear from you. The Mastering Therapy podcast and the information provided by me and my guests is solely intended for qualified professionals for information and educational purposes. I look forward to you joining me next time.